I'm Hilary and this is Adept English. We're here to help you with your English language learning. We give you weekly podcasts so that you can hear native UK English being spoken and improve your understanding. If you want to hear more tips on language learning, sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. It will help you to get the most from our podcasts. This is the Thursday podcast, so it's slightly shorter and simpler than our Monday podcast, just to give you different levels of practice. Well, in the news this week, of course, the start of the World Cup in Russia, Thursday the 14th of June. One of the presenters of this tournament on UK television will be Gary Lineker. You may have heard of Gary Lineker. He was a famous football player for England in the 1980s and the 1990s. In fact, he still holds the record in England for the most goals scored in the World Cup finals. That's 10 World Cup final goals. He's presented Match of the Day, the most watched football programme on UK TV, for many years. And he's also presented for Al Jazeera and NBC Sports Network as well. Apparently, Gary Lineker once came to visit my children's school, but they only recognised him off an advert for Walker's Crisps, which was running in the UK at the time. But yes, my daughter met Gary Lineker, but it was a bit wasted. She wasn't very impressed because she didn't know who he was, apart from being the crisp advert man. Well, in 2015, on Twitter, Gary Lineker promised to present on television in his underpants if Leicester City won the Premier League. And this was because Leicester City were his old team and he'd helped save the club in 2002 when it was about to be shut down because of lack of money. So Gary Lineker made this promise, and whoops, sure enough, Leicester City won the Premier League. So Gary Lineker had to appear, presenting Match of the Day in only a very large pair of Leicester City shorts. Well, you would think that he'd learnt his lesson, wouldn't you? But this week, Gary Lineker said that if England win the World Cup, he will present on television in a mankini. Now, if you don't know what a mankini is, think of a bikini and imagine something similarly revealing on a man. You may not want to imagine that, but there it is, not necessarily very pleasant. Now, given England's dire World Cup performances in recent years, I think that Gary Lineker is probably safe. I doubt that we're going to have 1966 all over again, but you never know. I'm not normally that into football, but I do like a World Cup. I like it when lots of different countries come together, especially when there are surprises and the less well-known teams beat the well-known teams, the ones who are expected to win. I especially like to watch the African teams and the teams from South America. But let's hope no one gets bitten this time. Not like in 2014. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.